Adam Levine and Behati Prinsloo are expecting baby number 3, according to a report. Louis Capaldi reveals he's living with Tourette's, and Drake slapped with a lawsuit over Black Ice. It's Wednesday, September 7th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine and his wife, model Behati Prinsloo, are reportedly expecting their third child. People reported on Tuesday that the couple is expecting a sibling for their daughters Dusty Rose and Gio Grace, and it claimed Prinsloo showed off her baby bump in a silk floral dress while out for lunch in Santa Barbara on Monday. There have been no comment from Levine or Prinsloo, who have mostly kept their daughters out of the spotlight. Last November, Prinsloo told ET that she wanted a big family. She shared, "We're leaving it up to fate and see what happens. What will happen, will happen." Levine and Prinsloo were married in July 2014. Singer Louis Capaldi revealed Tuesday that he's living with Tourette syndrome. "I do this shoulder twitch quite a lot. You see it underneath TikToks and stuff, and people are like, why is he twitching? Which is fine," he told fans during an Instagram Live. "Curiosity is fine, and I get it. But then some people are like, he's definitely taking cocaine. Do you think I play to 20,000 people as an anxious person? I'm going to take a big line of cocaine? Never going to happen." The 25-year-old Scottish singer said the diagnosis is a new thing, and he's not learned much about the neurological disorder that causes tics, involuntary twitches, movements, or sounds. "When they told me, we think you've got Tourette's, I was like, do you know what? That makes so much sense. When I look back at interviews from 2018 and all the rest, I can see that I'm doing it, and it comes and goes," says Capaldi. "Sometimes I can go months without doing it, and I thought I had some horrible degenerative disease, so I'll take Tourette's." Capaldi said that he got a Botox injection in his shoulder to control the tics. "It works for a bit, but it gets worse," he shared. "The worst thing about it is when I'm excited, I get it. When I'm stressed, I get it. When I'm happy, I get it. Some days it's more painful than others. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but it's not that quite a big deal. It looks a lot worse than it is. I guess that's it." In May, Billie Eilish said she's incredibly offended by people who laugh at the tics she experiences due to Tourette syndrome. Speaking to David Letterman on My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, the singer, who went public with her diagnosis in 2018, said her tics include wiggling her ears, raising her eyebrows, clicking her jaw, and flexing her arm. "These are things you would never even notice if you're having a conversation with me, but for me they're very exhausting," Eilish explained. "The most common way people react is that they laugh because they think I'm trying to be funny, and I'm always left incredibly offended by that. Or they go, what? And I go, I have Tourette's." Drake has been hit with a lawsuit over a documentary that is set to premiere at the Toronto International Film Festival on Saturday. The Canadian rap star is executive producer of Black Ice, which looks at the history of racism in hockey. Also named in the lawsuit, which was filed on Friday in New York City, are Drake's producer and partner, Adele Nur, and the company Dream Crew Entertainment, as well as executive producer LeBron James. G. William Hunter, who is seeking at least $10 million US, alleged the filmmakers violated his exclusive rights to develop a motion picture based on the highly valuable book entitled Black Ice, The Lost History of the Colored Hockey League of the Maritimes, 1895 to 1925. Hunter claimed he bought the worldwide rights to adapt the book for $265,000 US from Canadian authors George Fosse and Daryl Fosse. According to the filing, Hunter made it clear during a Zoom meeting in 2020 that this was a passion project of his and he had no interest in selling his exclusive option or any portion of his rights. But in July 2021, Hunter read a CBC News article around Drake's involvement in Black Ice, a feature documentary to be directed by Canada's Hubert Davis. Hunter alleges that the Fosse brothers told him about a documentary was not the same as a motion picture, which he described in his lawsuit as absurd. Reps for Drake have not commented on the lawsuit, and none of the allegations have been tested in court. Black Ice is also scheduled to be screened at the Calgary International Film Festival in October. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news, and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.